Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa.
WDEZ.
Well, good-looking men come in the studio and I lose my wits. I can't help it. Not that I have wits.
Well, thank
usually.
You, but I've been here all morning.
I'm a little nervous just standing next to her.
Why? Because you're afraid of what I'm going to...
No, she's a cutie.
I'm going to hurt
she's
you.
A cutie.
Oh, look at it. They're starting
you
already.
Just, yeah. Brian just rolled his eyes. Oh, yeah. You are...
Oh, I love you too,
I
Brian.
Did not roll my
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, you did. You totally rolled your eyes, dude.
Did I?
Yeah.
That was involuntary. Sorry about that.
Hey, I just want to thank you for the beer and brats down in the green room.
Yes.
Must be honor of,
yeah.
Honor hey. Of Ron.
Yeah. Thank,
yeah.
You.
Thank you.
You like that?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have a green room?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
No.
It used to be red. Now it's green.
Ron Roskowski and, of course, Rick Leto in studio getting ready for Polka Meets Country this
all
weekend.
All right.
This is you guys
Woo.
Are telling me all these stories, like, behind the scenes. I'm really excited for it. This is going to be a good time.
Brian's a polka stud. I mean,
I had
you
no
know,
idea.
It's something. You put yeah. him on a dance floor with a polka band, and,
yeah.
and it's, the women
it's,
are wild.
It's
I'm so impressed with you, Brian.
You just line up the ladies.
Yeah, yeah. There was like we did a Dawa dance for St. Jude last year.
Okay.
This. And
what is that? What? Tell me. Explain. Explain
like
to me
like
what
at
that
weddings,
is.
You do the dollar dance. You pay a dollar, and you can dance with me. Of
and
course.
You did this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
people just paid a dollar to dance.
They paid
with
a
you.
Dollar to dance.
That's,
with me.
Oh, that's
and it's
cool.
Just for a few, well, I'm thinking dollar dance. Apparently, these guys don't know what dance means.
Well, there's still women lined
yeah,
up though.
Yeah. Yeah. but I'm like, okay, we'll do this. I can polka for a song. Yeah.
Right.
Three songs later.
You
They're
guys
like,
did it to him for three songs?
He was out there.
Yay.
It was wild.
Ron, I think you actually called paramedics at one point, didn't you, just to be safe?
Well, Andy said, no, he's fine. Just
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
The wife
yeah.
says, oh,
yeah,
that's
she's
fine.
On well, that's, you know why it was? Because they had her on stage with the tambourine.
Yep. Oh, so she
oh,
was
yeah.
up there
so
encouraging
she's like,
you. Okay.
Oh, the longer he dances, the more I get to play with the band. So she was, yeah. So she's like, oh, he's good. Don't worry about it.
I think there was an insurance agent there also.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We need to have that someone go with you, all paramedics and an insurance agent everywhere you go, Brian.
Oh, man.
So for people who haven't heard of this, this is such a cool event. Polka Meets Country is actually coming up this Saturday at Dale's Weston Lanes. What exactly is Polka Meets Country?
I tell you, we put a country band with a polka band, Led West, against Polish Connection.
Wait, so is this like against? Ooh,
oh,
is this
well,
like a...
it's a friendly rival.
Oh, okay, good.
It's real friendly, though. No, it's 6 hours of nonstop music with about 45 minutes of the bands combined, which has really
that
turned out cool.
That is so cool, you guys. Seriously.
And the country people, the polka people, it was a blast. I mean, they all got along. We all had fun. We had a few... beverages.
And
it was a blast.
And no, it's not just to have fun. Actually, you guys are doing this for a great cause, though, which makes it even better.
Yeah, all the money goes to K-Tech Charities. And, you know, we started this 4 years ago, and I was just thinking this is going to be our fourth year. Last year, our goal was $3,000.
Okay.
We brought in $4,700.
Wow.
So, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. You know, K-Tech Charities, they not only support St. Jude breast cancer research, but a lot of the local food pantries,
they
too. You
do.
See them in the news all the time.
They are fantastic with helping our community.
Right. And you know, we were talking about this, Rick and I. It's really a fun event. It brings fun into a fundraiser because,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
cool.
it's just exploded.
Yeah.
So we're very happy, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
I want to actually put the challenge out there right now. I am putting a dance-off challenge to Craig from K-Tech.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa, you are throwing
know,
down the gauntlet?
I know Craig listens. So
okay.
I'm just saying, Craig,
you
better bring it because I've been working on my moves.
So what are you challenging
we're gonna,
him
a
to?
A dance-off.
You guys are going to go head-to-head
yeah.
against
oh,
each
yes.
other.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Ron, will you help with this?
Remember,
okay.
Starsky and Hutch.
No, well, no, I'm thinking like the Michael Jackson video where they tie their arms together and then they like do their dance and
oh,
then
yeah.
Craig and I we're on it. I can I'll whoop them.
Oh my goodness!
I know that
this
he's listening
be awesome.
Too because he actually this year we're adding a silent auction along with the bucket raffle and Craig has a lot of fabulous prizes. I mean everything from Badger tickets.
Wait a minute! So there's other ways to get prizes?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Definitely. You know we raised all the money that we raised last year was only from the door. And from our bucket raffle. And the bucket raffle is made up of a lot of local businesses that donate just, you know, fish fries, overnight stays at a hotel.
Oh,
Craig has brought the huge prizes in.
Nice.
TVs, gun raffle. I mean,
Whoa.
A bunch,
nice.
Of, bunch of stuff. Or equal value at Camber
right.
Mountain if you're not into guns. So it is. It's a fun event. And actually this year in the Mountain Bay Hall at Weston Lanes, we want to thank Dale. we're opening all the doors in the hall. We're expanding it because we had so many people last year. Almost 600 people there.
Is it because I was sweating
so much?
Wait,
how many people?
Almost 600 people last year.
And I heard that the dance floor is huge. So there's tons of room for people to dance, right?
Yeah, the polka people like the dance floor and the country people, too. And, you know, the first year, real quick story, we were worried that all the polka people wouldn't dance to the country.
Right.
That they wouldn't have anybody.
And
that's not true. I mean, everybody, like, did it all. So it was really cool.
And that's what's cool about it. Not only that, it's cool when you guys are playing because they do the set together. But throughout the night, you guys are interchanging people back and forth, too.
We did.
I mean, if somebody needs to make a beer run, then somebody else will jump up and play with the band. It's really cool the way they all do it.
So what happens if I want to come out, like, if I want to eat? Is there, like, food and beverages and stuff? What's available?
Yeah, Dale and the gang, they put on a fabulous lunch. So, like, if you're not, you know, you don't want a big, heavy dinner or something like that, they have a, like, a lunch plate, like hot beef and chicken.
Ooh, yummy.
And that's right in the back bar, and it's very cheap, too. I mean, very reasonable.
Yeah.
Actually, the tickets to get are very reasonable. $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
That's it? Just $10 for this?
The prices stayed the same. We really, you know, we want to make it available for a lot of people. So we've kept the price the same, and we've been doing great at the fundraising. So
it's
a win-win.
This is an incredible event. I mean, it's only $10 at the in advance, $15 at the door. You get two amazing bands all night long. You have a chance for you to give to charity. You know what I mean? You're actually, you don't even know you're doing it because you're going and just having a good time.
And great live music.
This is incredible. This is going to be an amazing night. Saturday
It was one
night.
Of those things where all year long, people ask, when are you going to do that polka meets country thing?
Yeah.
You know, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing. And you said all the great prizes. Everybody's going to go home with something. Last year, I came home with a heck of a hangover.
Yeah.
So
you could have that this year.
So I'm just saying, there's plenty of chances for you to bring something home with you.
So is family friendly? Can I bring the kids?
Definitely. Kids get in free, too.
Oh,
so
nice.
Don't worry about it.
You guys,
this
is like a great
kids.
Event. Oh, I'm so excited for this.
It's going on this Saturday, Dale's Weston Lanes, Polka Meets Country, Polish Connection, Lead West. It is going to be a blast. We'll be there having some fun.
We're going to have more details on our BS and Vanessa blog and more details at WDEZ.com. This is going to be amazing, you guys. So fun.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.